Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
You might have noticed the wildfire smoke returned yesterday. Today we have a code orange air quality alert. I'll show you how long that's likely to stick around.
Plus, our state's largest school system is about to get a new leader. What to expect from Wake County Public Schools' next superintendent.
And the Powerball is no longer in the millions, and it's not because someone won. You now have the chance to become a billionaire as the historic jackpot grows. Yes, the third largest in Powerball jackpot history, just waiting for you. Good morning, everyone. It's 4:30. I'm Renee Chu.
I'm Jeff Ogden. Yeah, it's out of control. It's crazy numbers.
Lottery fever high.
Times two, also with both of them out there. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. Elizabeth Gardner, the WRAL Severe Weather Center, right now also with things looking a little hazy with that air quality alert today.
Yeah, you know, we started to notice that yesterday, and of course, those numbers started to go up through the afternoon and evening. So code orange air quality for us today. That means it's unhealthy for sensitive groups. And, you know, this is about the third time we've been through this. So that means it's the elderly, the very young, or anyone with respiratory issues. You just don't want to overdo it outside. This is a look at our current map for air quality. And you can see most of our viewing area is under code orange right now. But look back to the west. Western part of the state, especially, say, Winston-Salem down to Charlotte, is under code red this morning. That's not likely to move into our area, but it's certainly a bit worse back to our west. 70 is our current temperature with a dew point at 68, so it's a warm and muggy morning this morning. 75 in Fayetteville, 73 in Clinton, and 69 in South Hill. We take a look at our forecast hour by hour. It's going to be a hot day today. We're going to climb to 95 degrees. The heat index will feel like triple digits along with that air quality. So it's going to be a good afternoon for really everybody to lay low. We may even have a few isolated storms later today. I'll walk you through the timeline coming up.
Elizabeth, thanks. Happening today, our state's largest school system will choose its next leader. We could know in a matter of hours who will be Wake County Public Schools' new superintendent. WRAL's Laura Levine joins us live this morning with what we can expect. Good morning, Laura.
Renee, good morning. School members will meet here this afternoon at Wake County Public Schools headquarters for their regular meeting. But this, of course, is a very unique meeting. And that's because Superintendent Kati Moore, who announced her retirement earlier this year, will kick the meeting off with some updates on the district search for the next leader. Now, today, the school board is set to consider a permanent contract for a new superintendent. That's all according to the board's agenda. The board held two rounds of interviews for candidates in June. Last week, a spokeswoman confirmed to WRAL News the board did not plan any more interviews. So this spring, the school board decided not to reveal applicant names until they selected a final candidate. The board believed they would attract more candidates this way. By the end of this meeting, the school board will vote on a new superintendent, and an exact hire date will not be announced if that person in the vote is approved today. The hire date has not been announced yet. Laura Levine, WRAL News, live in Cary.
Raleigh police are working to make an arrest after a man was found shot to death in a crashed car on Western Boulevard. Officers responded to the crash near Varsity Drive just before 5:30 yesterday. It's right across from the NC State campus, very near our WRAL studios. Police say they found a man in one of the cars who had been shot. He died at the scene. It's not clear when the shooting happened, and officers have not released his name.
Like Elizabeth said, the smoky haze is back in our area from those ongoing Canadian wildfires. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey is live at Fred Fletcher Park in Raleigh with a look at how things are as you head out this morning. And Kelsey, these issues just aren't going away.
No, they seem like they just keep coming back, and it's definitely a little hazy this morning at Fletcher Park. And of course, all of this is a result of those massive wildfires in Canada. We've got video to show you right now. We're currently under that code orange alert, which means that our air quality here in North Carolina is sensitive, unhealthy for sensitive groups like children, the elderly, and people who have illnesses that impact their lungs. And more than 600 fires are burning in Canada right now. Only two-thirds of them are out of control right now. This has been a problem for weeks with the smoke from the fire sweeping across the U.S.
Clearly, years of improvements in air quality are being reversed by the exposure that we're seeing. There's been studies that in recent years, nearly half of the fine particulate matter in the western United States are all from wildfires. That means that half of the air pollution that the western states are experiencing come from wildfires.
That was environmental expert Dr. William Vizuete from UNC. He says that these levels of exposure also have health implications. So for those sensitive groups that I listed before, if there's a continued exposure at such a high frequency, he says that it could lead to long-term illnesses. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
All new this morning, the next Powerball winner will become an instant billionaire. The jackpot for tomorrow night's drawing is now $1 billion, the third largest in the game's history. No one matched all the numbers to win last night's jackpot. Five tickets, though, in our state won $50,000. And one person is holding a ticket worth $200,000. Here's a look at the winning numbers from last night. They are 5, 8, 9, 17, 41, and the Powerball was 21. The $50,000 winners in our state matched four numbers and the Powerball. The $200,000 winner did that and played the Power Play, which was four.
Tonight's Mega Millions drawing has a huge jackpot as well. The big prize in that game is now at $640 million. You can watch the drawing live on WRAL right before our 11 p.m. news.
A man accused of stabbing three people across the town of Oxford remains in jail this morning. The attacks happened in three different places, first at the county administration building, then at a McDonald's down the road, and a Walmart off Interstate 85. Officers say they arrested the attacker after he crashed his car following a chase. Milek Webb is being held on a $3 million bond. Investigators have not released a motive, but they are calling this a random attack. The three people who were hurt, including a Granville County employee, are said to be stable at the hospital.
A Rocky Mount business says someone is stealing its checks from inside a post office. The business owner says nearly $100,000 have been stolen since January. Those checks were put in envelopes and dropped off at the West Ridge post office. This follows another incident in April when WRAL reported on a Rocky Mount church that mailed a check from this post office only to have someone change the amount to $15,000 and cash it illegally. Some business owners say they no longer trust this post office.
We're just tired. We're tired of having to open and close our bank accounts.
The U.S. Postal Inspector's Office says it is looking into the case.
Goldsboro Police Department is mourning the death of an officer, Corporal Matthew Habermas. The police chief did not say what led to the officer's death, but he told WRAL that Habermas did not die in the line of duty. On Facebook, the department called Habermas, quote, an exceptional individual whose contributions extended far beyond the workplace.
Wake County is investing hundreds of thousands of dollars to help protect first responders. $250,000 will be used to buy bulletproof vests and helmets for firefighters, while another $655,000 will go toward extra protection for EMS workers. The funds are coming from the recently passed county budget. Expect to see first responders wearing the new gear as early as next fall. Guns are the leading cause of death for children and teenagers. Just ahead, how new research shows a simple video could help save your child's life. Plus.
So this is really a big advancement.
It's a milestone to protecting children's health. What has experts excited but skeptical about the new RSV vaccine just given the okay by the federal government?
We are under a code orange air quality alert today as we take a live look outside Raleigh. We'll see hazy conditions. There's also a chance for isolated storms. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRAL Severe Weather Center tracking the timing to help you plan your day.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:42, and we have a code orange air quality alert for today due to the wildfires from Canada. We're going to be dealing with this for today, but we're going to start to see our wind shifting to southerly as we head through the day today. That's going to start to push that smoke back to the north. So it looks like by tomorrow, we're back down to code yellow. But for today, this code orange, of course, is unhealthy for sensitive groups, which is going to be the elderly, the very young, or people with respiratory issues. 69 right now in Wilson, 70 in Durham, 75 in Fayetteville. When that sun comes up, we're going to see that same sort of haze that we ended up seeing yesterday. 74 degrees our temperature or so as you're heading out the door. So walking the dog this morning, you'll notice it. Boy, it's going to be a hot one. Even at 5 o'clock, we'll be dealing with 90 degrees. If you're walking the dog right after work, still going to be steamy out there.
Elizabeth, thanks. Investigators on Long Island say they found hundreds of guns in the home of a man accused of serial killings more than a decade ago. Authorities are going over what they call a flood of evidence from Rex Huerman's home and in two storage units. They say they found 200 guns in a locked storage vault in his basement. Huerman pleaded not guilty last week to murdering three women in 2009 and 2010 in what's known as the Gilgo Beach murders. He's also suspected in a fourth killing. Deputies say Huerman is on suicide watch.
A home in Zebulon needs to be inspected after a vehicle crashed into it. This is the damage left behind on Lacewing Drive and Oak Holly Lane. Authorities say the driver had some sort of medical emergency Monday afternoon before crashing. We're told he was not hurt.
The Cumberland County Board of Elections will swear in its new members today. You're invited to watch the special ceremony. It's happening at the Board of Elections office on Fountainhead Lane. Irene Grimes, James Baker, Linda DeVore, Derek Edmonds, and Billy R. King will take their oaths of office. The ceremony starts at noon.
Starting this fall, you'll be able to cast your ballot using your student or public employee ID. North Carolina State Board of Elections announced the move on Monday, and they approved 99 types of identification cards that can be used. It comes as the state prepares to ask voters to show ID at the polls. The change affects this year's municipal elections, and you can read more about the new ID requirements online at WRL.com.
If you have children, having them watch a video on gun safety could prevent an accidental shooting. That's according to a new study from The Ohio State University. It found kids who watched a video on safety were 28% less likely to touch a gun that they found hidden in a drawer, and 20% were less likely to pull the trigger. More than 220 kids ages 8 to 12 took part in this study. Guns are the leading cause of death for kids and teens in the U.S.
Pediatric experts say they are encouraged by a newly approved RSV vaccine for kids. The FDA gave its approval yesterday, and it is an injectable laboratory-made antibody treatment to help fight off RSV in toddlers and babies. Two experts who spoke with WRL say they're excited, but there are still some questions to be answered.
It's the number one cause of hospitalizations in the United States for infants under a year of life. So this is really a big advancement.
We have to figure out how much this product is going to cost, and are there going to be, you know, health equity issues? Are all insurance companies going to pay for it? Is the federal government going to pay for it? And that piece still needs to be sorted out.
It's called Beyfortus, and CDC advisors will meet next month to recommend who should get the drug.
New this morning, another flight to Florida will take off from RDU in the fall, where you're looking live. Breeze Airways announced it will be offering seasonal service to Fort Myers. The first flight will leave November 17th. It will be available Mondays and Fridays in the winter and spring. This is Breeze Airways' 12th nonstop route from RDU.
People who travel Dunn Road in Sampson County will have a detour to deal with. The state DOT is repairing a pipe between Old Tower Road and Covenant Lane in Spivey's Corner. During the closure, the drivers will use Old Wrench School Road and Bynum Road as the detour. This part of the road is scheduled to reopen by August 4th.
It is 4:46, and as we've been telling you, the hazy conditions outside because of the Canadian wildfires, all that smoke. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRS Severe Weather Center tracking the numbers to show how unhealthy the air is.
Yeah, it's all about wind direction. Our wind started coming out of the north again yesterday, which actually dropped our humidity by a touch, but then it started to drag the smoke back down. So it's kind of, you know, kind of lose the benefit of that lower humidity. Right now we're looking at 135, which puts us solidly in code orange. Later today, it may drop off to around 108. We should start to see our wind shifting to southerly today. That's going to bring in more humidity and heat, but it will push that smoke back to the north as we get through the day today. Here's a look at the big picture, and we're looking at some fairly poor air quality just to our west across the Triad and Charlotte, and then some pockets of it down across parts of the Deep South, some pockets of it up here to the north and northeast. Interestingly enough, our air has been coming out of the northwest, so it's been dragging down smoke from the fires in western Canada this time instead of eastern Canada. So again, we're going to be dealing with that today, but we'll start to see that easing up as we see our wind shifting. So here's a look at our potential for smoke today. You can see that it just kind of hangs around for most of the day, but notice the lighter colors, which is where the smoke is heaviest, begins to dissipate tonight. There's 11 o'clock tonight, and that continues to lift northward as we get into more of a westerly, southwesterly flow. So we start to see it pulling on out. So for today, again, we have that code orange, which means it's unhealthy for sensitive groups, which would be very young children, the elderly, or anyone with respiratory issues. You just want to lay low. And again, we're also going to have a really high heat index today. So it's just going to be one of those days, you know, most of us may just want to lay low. So we see a code yellow for Wednesday and Thursday. And code yellow is something we see almost every day in the summer. So it's not something that people need to take action about. Right now it's 70 degrees with a dew point of 68. We're going to climb to 90 degrees easily by lunchtime. We're going to hold it in the 70s this morning. If you're looking to get out and about this morning, in terms of our heat, will be the safest, but you're still going to run into some of that smoky haze. And code orange, it's not a horrible idea to get out and do a little exercise early, but again, sort of the double whammy this afternoon with the heat and the humidity just will make it uncomfortable for anyone today. 68 is our muggy meter right now. We continue to see more moisture streaming in as we get into Wednesday. Notice how those colors darken up. And so here's how the heat index is likely to go. It'll feel like 102 this afternoon and 103 tomorrow. 106 for Thursday, and that could easily put us under a heat advisory. 105 is the lowest end criteria for a heat advisory. We're going to see temperatures in the mid-90s all the way through Friday, and then we get a little bit of a break in our humidity and heat. I mean, it's still going to be hot at 90, but not as hot as most of this week will be.
A giant mysterious object washes up on the shores of Australia. Coming up, what we know about the strange discovery that has people keeping people away from the beach.
Plus, where the triangle stacks up when it comes to education. New research is comparing us to other communities around the country.
Welcome back. It is 4:52. Our summer sizzle continues. The high will be 95, but with the heat index, it will feel much hotter. As Wake County grows, so does the number of senior citizens living here. Many of them feel alone and forgotten. Two nonprofits are working together to help end that sense of isolation and provide healthy meals. WRL's Chris Lovingood shows us how.
These volunteers with Meals on Wheels of Wake County understand that the food they pack and deliver may save lives.
People that we deliver lunches to Monday through Friday really rely on the food that we're bringing into their home.
Executive Director Alan Winstead says this day they're delivering about 1,500 lunches. Linda Phillips depends on those lunches, and she has a few favorites.
Chicken pot pie with dark meat, and I like fish. It's good for your system, good for your mind.
Their mission has always been more than just nutritious meals. Volunteers like Jan Harris provide that human touch with conversation and care.
We might be the only person they see that day. And, you know, I like to try to speak to them a minute. I don't want to intrude on their time.
How are you, dear?
They've joined with the home care agency, Home Instead, to help meet the growing needs of food and friendship.
And some of them have no family, or they have family that aren't in the area, and they can't stay alone anymore. And so that's where we can come in and help them.
The U.S. Surgeon General calls loneliness and isolation an epidemic that dramatically impacts older adults and contributes to premature death. Companionship and social interaction at mealtime are important, but Nancy Foss says more can be done.
Meals on Wheels brings them meals. What we can do is our care pros can go in and help take care of them the rest of the time.
Linda Phillips has another suggestion to help more seniors thrive.
But if this gets more volunteers, that's what they need.
All right, you have a good day, dear.
Okay, you too.
All right.
You can help Meals on Wheels through donations, or as Linda Phillips said, you can also be a volunteer if you are 18 years and older.
Super program. Investigators are working to figure out the story behind a mysterious object that washed up on a beach in Western Australia.
Like a tank of some description, fiberglass, plastic on the inside, and just it looked beautiful out in the water when it was floating in on Saturday.
Yeah, check it out. It's gold-colored, cylindrical, washed up near Greenhead, which is a town about 150 miles from Perth. It appears to have cables or wires hanging off the top of it, and local authorities say it is not a threat to the public. That's after police had initially labeled it a hazardous object. It'll be removed from the beach once it is identified.
A new monthly concert series in Raleigh is celebrating the world of jazz. Oak City Music Collective will kick off the monthly series tonight at Neptune's Parlor downtown. The group Trio plays tonight. The series continues on the third Tuesday of each month through October. The shows will be in an open jam format with the stage open to musicians to get up and perform.
A new study finds the Triangles communities are some of the most educated cities in the U.S. Wallet Hub ranked Durham and Chapel Hill as the sixth most educated community in the U.S. Raleigh and Cary are in the eighth spot. The study looked at data including the percentage of graduate or professional degree holders, university quality, and the gender education gap. Smoke from wildfires in Canada continues to drift into our area this morning. Coming up, we hear from an expert on how this is affecting the work North Carolina has done to improve its air quality.
And today, we'll learn who will be the next superintendent for the largest school system in our state. Laura Levine will have a live report on the vote set to happen this afternoon.
Plus, a new TikTok trend has gone viral. It's called Girl Dinner. And Ken Smith will break down why these solo-style meals are gaining popularity.